Another Saturday in CCO land, and if you think you missed the show, you did not. We're just getting it underway, and I'm talking about Jack Farrell from Haskell's Wine Chat. Jack, on this spring morning, good morning.
Good morning, and it is a lovely spring morning. Crisp outside, but absolutely lovely to see all those spring flowers popping and trees starting to blossom.
Yes.
We waited a long time for this.
Absolutely. what is on your mind today?
Something springy today. I've had a lot of requests for how much wine people should buy for their weddings. And I think that's a generally good wine question. People are interested in that. When you have a big day like a wedding, you have to make some decisions on the wine for the wedding, of course. And a lot of those, first and foremost, have to do with the venue, where you're going to have it, and if they even will allow you to bring in your own wine. I mean, that's sometimes a big bone of contention. In fact, I will get on my soapbox. I think own wine. I mean, that's sometimes a big bone of contention. In fact, I will get on my soapbox. I think some of these places are scandalous how much they charge for corkage. Corkage is what you pay the vendor, the caterer, etc., to pour your wine. And a good fee for corkage would be $15 or under, in my opinion. That covers the cost of the stemware and the waiter serving and all that other stuff. And that's a nice little amount of money to make for doing nothing, $15 for every bottle. But I think that's a fair corkage fee. Some of the corkage fees today are absolutely outlandish. And you have to watch out for that corkage fee because it can get out of line. If it's over $20 a case, depending on their wine list, you probably should buy the wine from the vendor. And again, not all venues permit you to do your own wine. But if you do your own wine, or you're having a catered affair at an outside venue, that corkage fee is very doable. In fact, a lot of times when they have caterers and you're providing your own bar and everything else, they don't even charge you for that. That's figured into the bartenders and the wait staff servers. Of course, when we talk about this kind of thing, what kind of wine do you want? Well, weddings bring out the need for champagne, in my opinion. It's mainly used for toasting. And you usually figure a glass or two per person for the bridal toast. And the sources of sparkling wine are really endless. You can get champagne from France. That's pretty expensive. You're looking at least $40 a bottle for French champagne. But, of course, that's the best sparkling wine in the world. But there are other inexpensive alternatives to champagne. For example, an awful lot of people today like Prosecco. It really doesn't even have the oomph or sparkle of champagne. It has what the French would call petite bubbles. But Prosecco is very popular and very modestly priced. So that's nice. The Cava's from Spain. Cava is just a sparkling wine made in Spain, and because most of the European countries have signed the Treaty of Paris of 1911, which gave the French the right to the word champagne, so they named their sparkling wines other things. Asti in Italy, and of course Cava in Spain. And the Cavas in Spain are made by the Méthode Champenoise, which is champagne method. But they're a lot less costly. Usually you can get a very good cava from Spain for $12 or under. And don't forget, every country makes sparkling wine. We have some sparkling wines in this country that rival the finest sparkling wines in the world. And they're available. And like I say, these champagne and sparkling wines are not going to break the bank if you're not using real champagne, if you're just having a good sparkling wine. Even French sparkling wines, which they call Cremant, are very good. We have one that we kind of like. It comes in a rosé and a white, and that is Boyau Brut. Boillot. And those wines are just absolutely terrific. But when we got to figure out how much we need of the champagne, usually a champagne bottle will give you 5 to 6 glasses of wine. Depends on the pour. I like to figure 5 because then you always have a little surplus in case you run short. So figuring 5 glasses per bottle, then 12 bottles to a case, that's 60 glasses for every case of wine. So if you were having 120 people and you wanted them to have 1 glass each, a good thing would be 2 cases of sparkling wine. Or if you wanted them to have a little more, add a few more cases on it. But that's the same thing when you're figuring out the wines to have with the champagne or the wedding sit-down dinner. You should probably offer both red and white. And I like to say, depending, tables are mostly 8 or 10 at weddings, a bottle of each on the table of red and white. You always want to have, rather need and not have than have and not need. So I always like to buy a little extra wine, whether it's sparkling, red, white, or whatever, so you aren't embarrassed by running out. And don't forget, when you're going to buy this wedding wine, you're buying by the case. Be sure and ask for discounts. All of the wine shops, etc., have discounts available, and you want to take advantage of that when you're buying this much wine for anything. On the red and white wines, etc., a lot has to do, as I said, with the venue, because that's the corkage, but it also has to do if you're having a wedding outside, you hope to have it on a nice day with sunshine or something. If it's hot, people tend to drink more wine in this situation. If it's in-house and at night, the consumption is a little different. So there are those variables, but if assuming red and white wine, a good way to figure that is a glass of wine per hour per guest. So, again, a still wine, much like champagne, has 5 glasses. So for 100 guests, a 4-hour wedding reception would be about 400 glasses of wine or 80 bottles. So that would be about 5-6 cases. So 7 or 8 cases of wine for the thing. Then, of course, my favorite thing is to select what wine you want to have. You really want wines that are very appealing to everybody. I often say that Pinot Grigio was made just for that. It's such a modest, unassuming wine that it goes with everything, particularly with a reception. Pinot Grigio is very good, and it adequately goes with food and all that. So that's a good white wine to have for a big party. You know, when you get into Chardonnays, the range of Chardonnays is what makes it, I think, a difficult wine to pick. You can get those buttery, rich, oaky Chardonnays, and you can get a Chardonnay that is all acid, and that's very stringent, etc. So it a lot depends on the food that you're going to have when you're picking a wine. And, of course, red wine, an easy one that everybody likes is Beaujolais. Beaujolais is just an all-purpose, good, round red wine. It's 100% Gamay grape, which is very accessible. It's easy to like. And so are light Pinot Noirs. You want to steer clear of the big, bold Pinot Noirs that would come from the northern slopes of Burgundy, the Côte de Nuits, and really opt for southern ones, a little Côte de Beaune, or even a simple Pinot Noir, Bourgogne Pinot Noir. It'd be a very good light red wine to have with your reception. And like I said, the appeals goes all the way across the board. If Cabernet is your favorite, again, you have the same problem you do with Chardonnay. Cabernets can run from those big, jammy nose Cabernets to the very elegant, lighter ones. And I say for big reception. The lighter the wine, the better. Not everybody coming is a wine buff, and most people just want a little something to complement the food or complement the host or hostess for a toast. And you don't have to break the bank. I'd say if you allowed yourself a budget of between $12 and $15 a bottle for any of the wines you're going to pick up, and sparkling wines as well, you would do fairly well. People would be very pleased with that. And depending on what the corkage is, and as I said before, the corkage is a real killer. I mean, if they're over $20, I think that's outrageous, etc. I'd think about having my affair someplace else. But if it's under $20, I think that's reasonable enough. So if you, because usually if you look at the wine list when you go into a place like a hotel or something, and they're entitled to make their share of the money, usually the price is double the retail price, or oftentimes triple the retail price, which is a lot of money to make on wines. And unfortunately, the different venues, restaurants, etc., are beginning to see that. Their wine sales are slowing down. Well, why wouldn't they? When you can buy a bottle, say, for $20 and it's $60 on their wine list, that's a little outrageous in the terms of making a profit. And I think that, you know, to call people on that is fine. I mean, I would never presume to take a bottle of wine into a restaurant unless I was familiar with the restaurant and familiar with their corkage policy, etc. And they're, as I said earlier, they're all entitled to make some money on corkage, but the money they make has to be a reasonable amount. Like I said, it doesn't seem very reasonable to me that when you have a wine and it's a $15 bottle of wine, and then they want to charge you $30 to open it up, it's a little bit much, I think. And I just say that as both a wine merchant and a retailer, that, you know, you don't want to get usurious in your charges for that kind of thing. But anyhow, it really isn't too difficult to figure out how many people you're going to have. A lot depends on the type of people. If they're young people that like to drink a lot, you'll have to heavy up on the wine. It's all older people. They're not going to drink quite as much. You go a little lighter on the wine. But mostly, you can find all that on our website on how much wine to buy for anything, not only a wedding, but a party, etc., and also the type of wine you're going to pick for that party. And speaking of types of wine, Ted Farrell has once again picked a six-pack for Mother's Day. Actually, the best of spring is what he calls it. I'd like to give it to Mother because Mother's Day is a day to give Mom a bouquet that you can both share, and you can sure do that with Ted's 6 for 60. You get six bottles of wine for $60. So they're $10 a bottle, and that's an enormous savings on what they regularly are. And the wines he's picked this time, it starts LVE Rosé, and it stands for Legend Vineyard Experience. John Legend is quite a singer, and it's wine that he has personally overseen, and our friends the Boissés do that rosé for him, and it is a delicious springtime wine for rosé. The next one just bowls me over. It's a Macon Lune, which is a Chardonnay from Burgundy, for $10 a bottle. I can't believe it. He must have made a mistake here, because that wine is a $20 bottle of wine, but there's a bottle of that, and you're 6 for 60. Then you're a Bourgille, which is a red wine from the Loire Valley. Very, very nice, a grape type, and it's really delicious, light. Then the Grand Concier Pinot Noir, that's from Burgundy also. It's a delicious wine, 100% Pinot Noir, and will be perfect for your springtime drinking. The fifth wine he has is Koala Ranch Syrahs, or Syrah, whichever you prefer. Anyhow, Koala Ranch is a label of ours that was grown for us in Central Australia. It's a delicious wine. It's a little bigger. It'd be a good wine to have if you're going to have a stew, or perhaps you're going to have a that isn't bad either. And then along those same lines, La Papica as GSM. And we all know that GSM stands for Grenache, Syrah, and Maduvre. It's a big blend in California, and a lot of people are absolutely loving it. So don't miss Ted Farrell's 6 for 66 wonderful bottles of wine. I hope I've captured them for you. And it's a great value at $60.
Absolutely, it really is. And you can find them, and if you need more questions answered, visit any one of the Haskell's locations.
Indeed, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and Saturday is a good day to visit the Vineyards of the World at your nearest Haskell's store. And don't forget, we have our summer sale, our spring sale is still ongoing, and you can take advantage of those prices at our store in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove, the super seller up there. There's free parking on Saturday and Sunday in downtown Minneapolis. There's the Haskell's at Ridgedale and Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Don't forget, we've been doing this 90 years. We've gotten pretty good at it. Come on in, and if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Don't forget, we've been doing this 90 years. We've gotten pretty good at it. Come on in and see it for yourself.
Absolutely. Jack, let's join up next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Another Saturday in CCO land, and if you think you missed the show, you did not. We're just getting it underway, and I'm talking about Jack Farrell from Haskell's Wine Chat. Jack, on this spring morning, good morning.
Good morning, and it is a lovely spring morning. Crisp outside, but absolutely lovely to see all those spring flowers popping and trees starting to blossom.
Yes.
We waited a long time for this.
Absolutely. Well, what is on your mind today?
Something springy today. I've got a lot of requests for how much wine people should buy for their weddings. And I think that's a generally good wine question. People are interested in that. When you have a big day like a wedding, you have to make some decisions on the wine for the wedding, of course. And a lot of those, first and foremost, have to do with the venue, where you're going to have it, and if they even will allow you to bring in your own wine. I mean, that's sometimes a big bone of contention. In fact, I will get on my soapbox, I don't own wine. I mean, that's sometimes a big bone of contention. In fact, I will get on my soapbox. I think some of these places are scandalous how much they charge for corkage. Corkage is what you pay the vendor, the caterer, etc., to pour your wine. And a good fee for corkage would be $15 or under, in my opinion. That covers the cost of the stemware and the waiter serving and all that other stuff. And that's a nice little amount of money to make for doing nothing, $15 for every bottle. But I think that's a fair corkage fee. Some of the corkage fees today are absolutely outlandish. And you have to watch out for that corkage fee because it can get out of line. If it's over $20 a case, depending on their wine list, you probably should buy the wine from the vendor. And again, not all venues permit you to do your own wine. But if you do your own wine, or you're having a catered affair at an outside venue, that corkage fee is very doable. In fact, a lot of times when they have caterers and you're providing your own bar and everything else, they don't even charge you for that. That's figured into the bartenders and the wait staff servers. Of course, when we talk about this kind of thing, what kind of wine do you want? Well, weddings bring out the need for champagne, in my opinion. It's mainly used for toasting, and you usually figure a glass or two per person for the bridal toast. And the sources of sparkling wine are really endless. You can get champagne from France. That's pretty expensive. You're looking at least $40 a bottle for a French champagne. But, of course, that's the best sparkling wine in the world. But there are other inexpensive alternatives to champagne. For example, an awful lot of people today like Prosecco. It really doesn't even have the oomph or sparkle of champagne. It has what the French would call petite bubbles. But Prosecco is very popular and very modestly priced. So that's nice. The Cava's from Spain. Cava is just a sparkling wine made in Spain, and because most of the European countries have signed the Treaty of Paris of 1911, which gave the French the right to the word champagne, so they named their sparkling wines other things. Asti in Italy, and of course Cava in Spain. And the Cavas in Spain are made by the Méthode Champenoise, which is champagne method. But they're a lot less costly. Usually you can get a very good cava from Spain for $12 or under. And don't forget, every country makes sparkling wine. We have some sparkling wines in this country that rival the finest sparkling wines in the world. And they're available. And like I say, these champagne and sparkling wines are not going to break the bank if you're not using real champagne. If you're just having a good sparkling wine, even French sparkling wines, which they call Cremant, are very good. We have one that we kind of like. It comes in a rosé and a white, and that is Boio Brut, B-O-I-L-L-O-T, Boio. And those wines are just absolutely terrific. But when we got to figure out how much we need of the champagne. Usually a champagne bottle will give you 5 to 6 glasses of wine. Depends on the pour. I like to figure 5 because then you always have a little surplus in case you run short. So figuring 5 glasses per bottle, then 12 bottles to a case, that's 60 glasses for every case of wine. So if you were having 120 people and you wanted them to have 1 glass each, a good thing would be 2 cases of sparkling wine. Or if you wanted them to have a little more, add a few more cases on it. But that's the same thing when you're figuring out the wines to have with the champagne or the wedding sit-down dinner. You should probably offer both red and white. And I like to say, depending, tables are mostly 8 or 10 at weddings, a bottle of each on the table of red and white. You always want to have, rather need and not have than have and not need. So I always like to buy a little extra wine, whether it's sparkling, red, white, or whatever, so you aren't embarrassed by running out. And don't forget, when you're going to buy this wedding wine, you're buying by the case. Be sure and ask for discounts. All of the wine shops, etc., have discounts available, and you want to take advantage of that when you're buying this much wine for anything. On the red and white wines, etc., a lot has to do, as I said, with the venue, because that's the corkage, but it also has to do if you're having a wedding outside, you hope to have it on a nice day with sunshine or something. If it's hot, people tend to drink more wine in this situation. If it's in-house and at night, the consumption is a little different. So there are those variables, but if assuming red and white wine, a good way to figure that is a glass of wine per hour per guest. So, again, a still wine, much like champagne, has 5 glasses. So for 100 guests, a 4-hour wedding reception would be about 400 glasses of wine or 80 bottles. So that would be about 5-6 cases. I'm sorry, 7 or 8 cases of wine for the thing. Then, of course, my favorite thing is to select what wine you want to have. You really want wines that are very appealing to everybody. I often say that Pinot Grigio was made just for that. It's such a modest, unassuming wine that it goes with everything, particularly with a reception. Pinot Grigio is very good. And it adequately goes with food and all that. So that's a good white wine to have for a big party. You know, when you get into Chardonnays, the range of Chardonnays is what makes it, I think, a difficult wine to pick. You can get those buttery, rich, oaky Chardonnays, and you can get a Chardonnay that is all acid, and that's very stringent, etc. So a lot depends on the food that you're going to have when you're picking a wine. And, of course, red wine, an easy one that everybody likes is Beaujolais. Beaujolais is just an all-purpose, good, round red wine. It's 100% Gamay grape, which is very accessible. It's easy to like. And so are light Pinot Noirs. You want to steer clear of the big, bold Pinot Noirs that would come from the northern slopes of Burgundy, the Côte de Nuits, and really opt for southern ones, a little Côte de Beaune, or even a simple Pinot Noir, Bourgogne Pinot Noir. It'd be a very good light red wine to have with your reception. And like I said, the appeals goes all the way across the board. If Cabernet is your favorite, again, you have the same problem you do with Chardonnay. Cabernets can run from those big, jammy nose Cabernets to the very elegant, lighter ones. And I say for big reception, the lighter the wine, the better. Not everybody coming is a wine buff, and most people just want a little something to complement the food or complement the host or hostess for a toast. And you don't have to break the bank. I'd say if you allowed yourself a budget of between $12 and $15 a bottle for any of the wines you're going to pick up, and sparkling wines as well, you would do fairly well. People would be very pleased with that. And depending on what the corkage is, and as I said before, the corkage is a real killer. I mean, if they're over $20, I think that's outrageous, etc. I'd think about having my affair someplace else. But if it's under $20, I think that's reasonable enough. So if you, because usually if you look at the wine list when you go into a place like a hotel or something, and they're entitled to make their share of the money, usually the price is double the retail price, or oftentimes triple the retail price, which is a lot of money to make on wines. And unfortunately, the different venues, restaurants, etc., are beginning to see that. Their wine sales are slowing down. Well, why wouldn't they? When you can buy a bottle, say, for $20 and it's $60 on their wine list, that's a little outrageous in the terms of making a profit. And I think that, you know, to call people on that is fine. I mean, I would never presume to take a bottle of wine into a restaurant unless I was familiar with the restaurant and familiar with their corkage policy, etc. And they're, as I said earlier, they're all entitled to make some money on corkage, but the money they make has to be a reasonable amount. Like I said, it doesn't seem very reasonable to me that when you have a wine and it's a $15 bottle of wine, and then they want to charge you $30 to open it up, it's a little bit much, I think. And I just say that as both a wine merchant and a retailer, that, you know, you don't want to get usurious in your charges for that kind of thing. But anyhow, it really isn't too difficult to figure out how many people you're going to have. A lot depends on the type of people. If they're young people that like to drink a lot, you'll have to heavy up on the wine. It's all older people, they're not going to drink quite as much. You go a little lighter on the wine. But mostly, you can find all that on our website on how much wine to buy for anything, not only a wedding, but a party, etc., and also the type of wine you're going to pick for that party. And speaking of types of wine, Ted Farrell has once again picked a six-pack for Mother's Day. Actually, the best of spring is what he calls it. I'd like to give it to Mother, because Mother's Day is a day to give Mom a bouquet that you can both share. And you can sure do that with Ted's 6 for 60. You get six bottles of wine for $60. So they're $10 a bottle, and that's an enormous savings on what they regularly are. And the wines he's picked this time starts LVE Rosé, and it stands for Legend Vineyard Experience. John Legend is quite a singer, and it's wine that he has personally overseen, and our friends, the Boissés, do that rosé for him, and it is a delicious springtime wine for rosé. The next one just bowls me over. It's a Macon Lune, which is a Chardonnay from Burgundy, for $10 a bottle. I can't believe it. He must have made a mistake here, because that wine is a $20 bottle of wine, but there's a bottle of that, and you're six for $60. Then you're a Bourgil, which is a red wine from the Loire Valley. Very, very nice, a grape type, and it's really delicious, light. Then the Grand Concier Pinot Noir, that's from Burgundy also. It's a delicious wine, 100% Pinot Noir, and will be perfect for your springtime drinking. The fifth wine he has is Koala Ranch Syrahs, or Syrah, whichever you prefer. Anyhow, Koala Ranch is a label of ours that was grown for us in Central Australia. It's a delicious wine. It's a little bigger. It'd be a good wine to have if you were going to have a stew, or perhaps you're going to have a bigger cut of meat. That isn't bad either. And then along those same lines, La Papica as GSM, and we all know that GSM stands for Grenache, Syrah, and Maduvre. It's the big blend in California, and a lot of people are absolutely loving it. So don't miss Ted Farrell's 6 for 60, six wonderful bottles of wine. I hope I've captured them for you, and it's a great value at $60.
Absolutely, it really is, and you can find them, and if you need more questions answered, visit any one of the Haskell's locations.
Indeed, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and Saturday is a good day to visit the vineyards of the world at your nearest Haskell's store. And don't forget, we have our summer sale, our spring sale is still ongoing, and you can take advantage of those prices at our store in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove, the super seller up there. There's free parking on Saturday and Sunday in downtown Minneapolis. There's the Haskell's at Ridgedale and Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Don't forget, we've been doing this 90 years. We've gotten pretty good at it. Come on in, and if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Don't forget, we've been doing this 90 years. We've gotten pretty good at it. Come on in and see it for yourself.
Absolutely. Jack, let's join up next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.